Hey guys, in this episode of Social Media Secrets, we're going to be talking about how to use TikTok for business. Let's cue that intro before I get too silly. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Okay, guys, so this morning I actually woke up and went into the TikTok Academy group and saw an incredible post from someone who is a coach and a strategist. And she said, I've got a discovery call booked today from someone who found me on TikTok. And I know just from my experiences with her that her sessions are $500 a piece, but she runs her packages at $4,000. And I was like, that is so cool. Like, just the fact that you can generate business from TikTok. So I want to talk a little bit about what that looks like, how we've utilized it in our business, and how tons of other people are generating business from TikTok. So first and foremost, there's a huge difference between trending content and evergreen. And before you say, but hold on, Rachel, I've seen you get crazy and dance on TikTok, just be clear, like, that's my personality. Like, I don't expect every single person to dance. And in fact, I don't expect anyone to dance. I don't even expect me to dance, but that's just a huge part of who I am. I love to be silly. I like to dance. I like to be creatively challenged. But there's the trending content, and that can be really valuable within your niche. And you can twist it so that it's about your niche, which is really powerful, which means, of course, I'm not recommending that you niche down. I'm saying the niche of your business naturally. But then there's evergreen content. And evergreen content is usually within one of four categories. These are the four categories I always rely on. And that is entertainment, education, engagement, and emotion. Now, most of the evergreen content that you could create on TikTok are related to education. And I'm going to be totally honest, I get my best results on TikTok when I do how-to videos. The questions that people are asking me already in my business, I answer them in how-to videos on TikTok. And what's really powerful is those always seem to be the ones that start hitting the For You page the hardest. Now, those aren't as fun to make for me. I like to dance. I like to be creatively challenged. However, that evergreen educational content or evergreen emotional content is really, really powerful for generating leads. Now, this is really important because a lot of people think in order to be successful on a platform, you have to go viral. But that's a myth. And in fact, I know a lot of people who have a lot of viral content and they don't make a ton of money. But instead, if you recognize that every single follower, every single comment is the potential to have a lead or an opportunity or a conversation, it becomes really exponentially powerful when a video could be seen by several thousand people overnight. Now, one of the most important steps to using your TikTok for business is just simply this: put a link to a funnel or to your website in your bio. And while it's not clickable on TikTok, the powerful thing is people are used to copying and pasting on TikTok. So just know that you can easily generate quite a bit of business. And we've actually had tons of people finding my website from TikTok and then emailing my team and saying, like, how can we learn from Rachel, which has been really, really powerful. So just know that the game is a little bit different. Your goal isn't to be the next Charlie D'Amelio. And if you're not familiar with who she is, she's someone who blew up in less than a year on TikTok. In fact, she has now like over 27 million followers. And a year ago, people didn't even know who she was, which is really crazy. You don't need to be the next Charlie D'Amelio in order for you to monetize TikTok for your business. But rather, when you recognize that it's a top of funnel strategy, that you can funnel people to a lead magnet, that you can get them to your website so you can retarget them with Facebook ads, you can nurture them via email once you get them into your lead magnet. There's so many ways that you can use TikTok for business, as long as you recognize that your goals as a business owner are a little bit different than an influencer who's trying to get connected with celebrities. The goal instead is recognizing that every single person who sees your video, engages, comments, follows you is now a potential lead. The game changes entirely. And so I want to encourage you guys, because I've been seeing so many people who are like, I don't understand how I can use this for business, to recognize that there's evergreen content that you can put out that will crush it consistently, may not go as viral, but at the same time, it's bringing a new audience to your offerings, which is really, really powerful. But you can put out that content every single day, one video per day. It takes about 30 seconds to create. And who knows, one of those could go mini viral and you could reach 20,000 people overnight, which is so just incredibly impactful for the platform. So if you want to know a little bit more about business, if you go to rachelpeterson.com/show notes, you'll see that I put a few value packed resources in the show notes there for you. Or if you want, go to TikTok growthhacks.com, and you can join my free Facebook group where I am giving value almost every single day. And that way you can learn a little bit more about how to utilize this platform for you and your business. I will catch you guys later. Bye.